Radhe, Radhe. This is Radharasuta Nidhi, verse 61, new verse. And the theme of this verse is the Manjari's Shringar Seva of Radhika, which means, of course, dressing ornamentation. Everyone knows you go to the temple at 7:15. It's roughly the same everywhere. 7-8 o'clock in the morning, then you have Shringar Darshan. You see Krishna and Radharani in their nice new outfits, looking very beautiful. So to make those beautiful darshans that we all appreciate so much, and when the doors open in our favorite temple and our favorite Thakurji, the doors open up and we see our beloved, the beloved of our heart, our Radharamanji, or our Radhadamadarji, or Radhashamsundarji, or our Giriraji-ji, or Radhagopinath-ji, or Radhagovinda-ji, etc. When we see them, the bhaktas, the soft-hearted, surrendered devotees, they, when the curtains open, the devotees, they usually say, ah, wow. They don't know, their hearts come out, their eyes carry this beautiful picture, Sondarya Darshan, Sudarshan, of their Thakurji and Thakurani, enter their hearts, and then their hearts start jumping with excitement, with attraction, with look at the colors and the colors and the design and the shapes and the forms and the whole ambience and the whole and the backdrop and the Lalita, Vishaka, all the gopis, and you know, you're trying to take it all in with the eyes, with your heart-filled eyes and your open mind. And you just look and say, wow. And then you turn to your friend and you want to share with somebody. What? Beautiful. Unbelievable. Have you ever seen Radhasham look so beautiful? No. Yes, every day looked more beautiful than the day before. So it's like this. This is a Navayovanam. This is the meaning of Anurag and Navayovanam. Anurag is a continually refreshing newer and newer expressions of intense loving attachment between Krishna's devotees, especially Radharani and the gopis. So this is called Anurag. Krishna always looks new and always looks like a new person. Oh, have I met this Krishna before? Oh, have I met this Radharani before? Subal, this is Radhika? No, this is some other girl, even more, seems more beautiful and attractive than Radharani. I just saw Radharani a few hours ago. No, this is that Radharani. Now she's in new feature, you see. Wow. So now how do the Thakurji and Thakurani, how do Radha and Krishna become so transcendentally, divinely, sweetly, and supremely beautiful and all attractive and compelling and enchanting and mind-stealing? It's because before you see them, there's a host of sakis and manjaris. Vishakha is helping dress Radharani, and Lalita, and Chitra, and all of them are involved. So there, if you go, it's so funny when, if you're in a temple, you see the curtains open, and everything looks so beautiful, everything's perfectly in place, and all the flowers in the vase, flower vases and garlands and backdrops and pinups and everything. And you think, oh, it's so neat and orderly. But if you if you could go inside with a camera and see inside the altar during the morning before Shringar Artik and Shringar Darshan of your beloved Lord, then you would see so many pujaris running all around madly, doing this final seva and that final seva, and adjusting this and looking. Oh no, that's not quite right. Then the head bhajari is overseeing the whole thing. He says, "Hurry up! There's only 2 minutes left." No, no, I have to add this one more flower to Shyam's turban. No, no, hurry up! 1 minute left, and the head bhajari is looking at the clock and telling the bhajaris that are dressing Gaurani Thai or Krishna Bala, Radhasham, Lagdivshak. He's saying, hurry up, it's only 1 minute left. Oh, You know, and everyone's going this way, that way, putting everything away and cleaning everything, and then all of a sudden, shoom, and the doors open up. Govindam Hari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Govindam Hari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So most 90% of, 99% of devotees don't have any idea what type of helter-skelter, what kind of pandemonium and insane, crazy running back and forth is going on in the altar when you open it up. It looks so, when you have darshan, Sringar darshan, it looks so peaceful and looks so inviting and enchanting and sweet and satisfying and beautiful. But inside it's like not peaceful at all. 5 minutes before that, like, out of my way, you know, you're in my way, oh, you're in my way. And the two pujaris are fighting over each other. One's dressed in Krishna, the other's all running. Get out, I'm trying to pin this up. No, I have to pin this. So I, having been a pujari for 4 years and dressing Radha and Krishna and bathing them, I have some idea of the thrilling, exciting moments and the hour and a half after between Mangalartik and Sringar Darshan. So you don't have much time. Doors close at 5. You have about 2 hours because there's a bhog offering also. You have roughly around 2 hours, hour and 45 minutes to do the magic. Do the magic touch in your Sringar Seva. So this verse is about the Sringar Seva. So that magic touch that makes Radharani look so beautiful and Krishna look so beautiful are all the Sevas and loving hands and hearts of their maidservants and Krishna's case and Nandagram, all the sukkas. So in this verse, which is titled the Manjari Sringhar Seva for Radhika, there are 4 points we see here, we'll hear in this verse. One is heart-to-heart connection. Heart-to-heart connection between the maidservants and their Swamini Radha. And second point we'll hear is 7 different sevas performed by the Manjaris. Third point we will discuss, Krishna's worship of and submission to Radharani. Radharani Sharanagati. And the fourth point in this verse is Radha Gun, the qualities of Radha. So, these are a lot of points. Let's hear the verse. This is 61. Parasparsha rasotsavam pranatibhir govindam indivara shamam pratayutum sumanjula raha kunjamscha samarjitum mala chandana gandapura rasavat tambula satpanakan yadattam charasaikadayanitava preshya kadashamaham yadattam cha rasaikadayani tava preshya kadasyamaham. Very beautiful verse. Oh, only bestower of ras. This is the Manjari, Sripad, and Manjari Srupavesh, absorption of the mood and form of a Manjari, praying on his behalf, or actually our behalf, on our behalf. Oh, there's so many types of prarthana, or prayers. What type of prayer should I recite? So then, this prayer is there. Either. Verse 61, Radharasudra Nidhi, and the subject here, there's 4 different points of the verse, which you've already spoken in outlined form. And the actual theme of the verse is the Manjaris Shringar Seva to Srimati Radharani. We read the verse, now I'll read the translation. Shripad and Manjari Srupavesh, in the mood of a Manjari offering Prarthana. This is Prarthana. There's Prarthana. Everyone knows Prarthana. Or Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songbook and Vaishnav songs and Giti Gan and so many songs. Songbooks are there, and there's all different levels of prayers. But the most important prayer from the beginning of Bhakti Sadhana, in the very initial days of Bhakti Sadhana, to the highest realm of prema, or above perfection and sadhana, which will be when you're approaching and actually experiencing the threshold of the sadhya, bhava and prema, there's a category of prayers called siddhi lalasa, hankering for perfection. So the first siddhi lalasa is given by Prabhupada. Lalasa means hankering, desiring, deeply wanting. Siddhi means perfection. So the first siddhi lalasa, or prayer of perfection, prarthana, siddhi lalasa prarthana, was given by Srila Prabhupada for those people in the ISKCON society, because Prabhupada said, now I'm giving you a mantra, this maha mantra, but what is the prarthana? What is the prarthana? What is the prayer behind it? What mood should you cultivate? What mentality and what feeling and mood should you cultivate in your heart while chanting this most sacred, greatest of all mantras, the maha mantra? Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. So Prabhupada said we should pray for seva. We should pray to Parama Radya Devi, Seva Thakurani, Srimati Radharani. She is the greatest sevite of Krishna, by far, without any exception. In all departments, in all different ratis, in all different moods, everything is amalgamated and compressed and concentrated and fully expressed in the form and bhav and actions of Srimati Radhika and her seva to Shyam or Krishna. So we say, oh Radha, oh Ladani Shakti, bliss, loving bliss potency of the Lord, please engage me in loving service of your beloved Shyam Sundar. Like this. So now we're praying for seva. I just started my sadhana bhakti. Now I'm at the level of Ragmarg. I'm in Raghunuga Bhakti. And I have some specified attraction and particular inclination of my mind and heart towards serving Krishna in a fixed mood of love, a permanent, unchanging ocean, fathomless ocean of intense attachment and love for Krishna, which is known as Stahi Rati, Madhura Rati, Vatsali Rati, Sakhi Rati. So then the direction and the content and shape of our prarthana will be, yes, towards Radha and Krishna. From the very beginning, we pray to Radha and Krishna for seva. And then we come, that's in Vaidhi Marg, and then we come to Raghunuga Marg. And we also pray to Radha and Krishna for seva. And we pray to their associates for seva. So the same category and idea of praying, siddhi lalasa, because what's the perfection? The perfection is seva. When you're a nitya bhata conditioned soul and you approach guru, and you receive Harinam, generally, and all Gaudiya lines, they have either a two-stage initiation, not just necessarily called initiation, but diksha is one general clear definition, but mostly one is given the Maha Mantra also from his Gurudev on all lineages. And they say, here's the Maha Mantra, you listen, you'll hear that from Guru. So at all stages, one is praying for perfection. Because as a conditioned soul, what is our perfection? Our perfection is to give up our independence. Our perfection is to give up our enjoying spirit. Our perfection is to give up our controlling mood and become a servant. Jivera Surupaya Krishna Nityadas Aham Brahmasmi. I am a spiritual personality, an eternal particle of chit, consciousness. And I'm my Swarupagata. My Sarupagata, my basic nature is to serve. This is the very primordial, intrinsic definition of every Atma. The Sarup. Sarup means Sarup, the nature. The Sarup Lakshana, primary characteristic. doesn't mean anything to do with Siddhadeya. So this is definition of the Shakti. Next line says, Chit Shakti, Tatastha Shakti. Krishna is telling in the second part of the verse that this servant, this Nitya Sevak of the Lord, he's Chit Shakti and he's Tatastha. And that's his nature, his eternal quality. So that's our Siddhi Lalasa, our perfection, our hankering for perfection is, oh, holy name. My perfection will be to engage fully in the service of Sri Guru, Hari Guru and Vaishnavas. Free from ego, free from controlling mood, free from the enjoying mood. So that's also, you can say, a beginning level of Siddhi Lalasa. So it progresses, and these are its whole categories of Gita Mala by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and in Prarthana, everywhere you have prayers called, a category called Siddhi Lalasa, hankering for perfection. So here, this prayer is also there. He's saying that, and we'll get to that point also, but he's saying, Adatum cha rasaik, Rasaika dhyani tava prishya kadasyam aham. This is a translation of verse 61, which is pending. O only bestower of ras, Sri Radhika, Rasaika dhyani tava, when will you engage me by praying to the blue lotus flower Govinda, who experiences a festival of ras by bowing down to your feet and touching them? When can I sweep, Jaru Seva, when can I sweep your very lovely solitary, when can I sweep your very lovely solitary kunja and bring garlands, sandalwood paste, perfumes, tasty betel leaves, and drinks to you? This is the translation. And second translation we also have here, to just for comparison. It starts from all these phrases that we've read. Of course, that's why I mentioned there are four different points of this verse, which are in the charapada of this shloka. In the four lines, we have four different points, all related, of course, to Radha and Krishna and their Nitya Leela and Nitya Seva, and the role and position that the Manjari maidservants, Kinkaris, Dasis, play in this Madhurya Leela of Leela Purushottam, Shamsundar, and Mahabhavati Radha. So here, this translation is this 61. Bowing and touching your feet, a festival of ras for Govinda, deep hued like the blue lotus flower, to go and submit your messages to Shyam, to go and clean up your most pleasant solitary bower houses, to bring and offer flower garlands, sandalwood paste, perfumes, luscious betel, and divine drinks. O Radha, soul only deliverer of ras, Rasaikadhyani, when will I ever become your maidservant, fit for running so many errands for you? So this is the prayer for seva. Many sevas. There's seven different sevas mentioned in this shloka. One shloka, it's a wide, unlimited paradise of seva, a seva paradise. Or someone who wants to serve God, then this is the place for you. Vrindavan. There's unlimited sevas, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Every 24 minutes, every danda, there's 60 dandas in one day, 60 24-minute periods. And every 24 minutes is chock full of sevas and leelas of Radha and Krishna. And even that type of seva is called dandatmika seva. Dandatmika seva. It's described by some of our contemporary acharyas of Gaudiya Siddhanta over the last hundred or so years, this idea. So let's start with the first point, which is the heart-to-heart connection of the Manjaris. Actually, it starts with the Leela. I mentioned that. It starts with Leela here. I said the fourth thing we'll describe is the quality of Radha. What is that quality of Radha? From her beautiful head to her lotus petal toes, Radha's entire divine form is a festival of divine rapture, ras, loving bliss, rasotsava, for Krishna. Of course, that word is there. Padasparsha rasotsavam. Padasparsha rasotsavam. So in the tika here, that describes a leela. This is a very beautiful description, incorporating these points that I mentioned. One day, after Radha and Krishna enjoyed Jalkeli, sporting in the water, splashing, swimming, diving, all different water sports, in the Yamuna, the playful pair, Radha Madhav, they entered a very lovely and charming solitary grove. Raha Kunjams. Or Samanjula. It says Radha Kunjams. That's in the verse. Along with some of their confidential sakis and manjaris. It says Sumanjula Raha, because Manjula Raha Kunjams Samarjitam. That means sweeping. So this is the first point, that some Manjula Raha Kunjams, this is the second part of the verse. Manju means very charming, so it's very charming and very beautiful. Solitary Raha, secret Kunj, along with some of their confidential sakis and maidservants. Swamini Radha orders Sripad, or this Manjari, Prabodhananda Saraswati, to sweep the kunja. They went into a kunja and saw, it hasn't been swept. Quickly sweep the kunja. So then that's samarjitam. We say mandir, margin. Margin means to clean. Cheto darpanam, marginam. So we have to clean the temple of our mind also. Every day, every moment, every hour, for our entire existence until we attain prema, we have to clean the temple of our heart and mind by Nam Sankirtan and Nam Smaran, Nam Japa, Cheto Darpanam, Marjanam. So it's interesting. We have, even as a very new devotee, we have Chit Darpanam, Chit Darpan Marjan. We have to clean the mirror of our heart. And then we finally enter the Nitya Leela of Radha and Krishna in our Siddha Sarup, and we're still doing cleaning. And that, because once our mind and heart is clean, when our mind and heart is totally soft and clean, then we can enter the pure abode of the Lord, that Sat Dham, that Nitya Dham, Braja Dham. And there we can, when we have a clean heart of mind, then we're qualified. We have the adhikar to sweep the kunjas of Braj. I often cite this one prayer. It's very beautiful. Inconceivably extraordinary conception. But there was one great devotee of Radharani that lived in Varsana. And he was a great devotee. He was doing bhajan, always worshipping Radharani. And staying up all through the night, chanting Radharani's name, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And the sound of his calling and crying out and lamentation and separation from Radharani was echoing throughout all the valleys of Gevarvan, Varsana. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And he was thinking, Radharani, someday in the future I will give up this body, and I hope that I will be so qualified by your mercy that I'll get my Sakhi Sarup, my Manjari Sarup. And then when I'm in that spiritual form as your loving maidservant, your handmaiden, I will come here to these beautiful footpaths, these sacred and beautiful footpaths of Gevardhana Barasana. I will come here, and now in my sadhaka roop, as a baba, I'm just living here, and I'm taking this jaru, and every day I'm taking this broom, and I'm sweeping these sidewalks and these pathways that we find today in contemporary Barasana in our visual eyes. I'm sweeping them, thinking that Radharani will walk here from Barasana. She'll walk from Barasana Hill, her palace. She will walk to Vilasgarh and meet Krishna, and sometimes Mangar, or like this. So I must sweep these as my sadhana, as part of my padasevanam and my raganuga sadhana bhakti. But when I enter the lila of yours, prakat lila, and my siddha sarup, then I also want to appear here. I also want to sweep these footpaths, but not with a jaru. I want to sweep these footpaths with my eyelashes. I want to sweep these footpaths with my eyelashes. And you might say, why, O Sakhi? That seems rather strange. Why is that? Because I would do it now as a sadhaka, but my eyelashes are too short. And there's limitations in this material body, in this material world. But in your world, there's no limitations. So any way or any form that devotees want to serve you, then Yoga Maya will arrange for that to manifest. So why do I want to sweep these wonderful footpaths, which your delicate feet wander here and there in search of your sham and following your leelas? I want to sweep with my eyelashes, because then I can see very clearly where some kunkum has dropped from your body, or some alta has dropped from your feet. And when I see those very small particles of alta from your feet, that red dye, then I'll pick it up and I'll put it on my forehead and worship it as the greatest object of worship. So this is the inconceivable heart of a devotee, his humility, his attachment to seva. So this word is there in the verse. It says, Padasparsha rasotsavam pranati bir govinda mindivara shamam pratarutum pratayutum sumanjula su manjula raha kunjam tasar sam margitam. I will very expert and completely sam margitam sweep your kunjas. So this is what we're hearing in this lila, that Radha and Krishna enter the kunja, and Radharani has asked the mantri, please, you sweep the kunja. So, when we hear some description like this, and as a sadhaka, and of course we're always remembering our guru throughout our day, and throughout our sadhana meditation, especially in our sevas, we're always crying out to guru for his blessings and guidance, and protection and strength. As sadhakas, and then when one is practicing Raganuga Marg and performing meditation on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and thinking of his Siddha Sarup, desired spiritual form, he'll also be thinking of his guru and remembering his guru and praying to him for inspiration and guidance, and of course working and serving alongside and in cooperation with and under the instruction and guidance of guru on that internal level of Manasi Seva as a sadhaka. But one reads this about Samarjitam, you may remember the Guru Vastikam, which Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur said this particular prarthana, Guru Vastikam, we should recite, the sadhakas should recite and deeply meditate upon this prayer every morning of every day, and early in the morning, or at least as soon as you get up and become clean. Some people get up later. But in his Shruti file, he says, what does it say? Sri Guru Vashtakam e Taruche, Brahma Muhurti Padati Prayatnat, Yastena Vrindavan Anatha Sakshat, Sevavya Labhya Janasanta Eva. He says there in the Shruti file, or file Shruti, a verse of benediction for anyone who does say this, this great Siddha Saint of Vrindavan, this great Gaudiya Siddha Purush, Mahapurush, Vishnu Chakravarti said, anyone who recites this prayer, Brahma Muhurte. Brahma Muhurte means 1.5 hours before sunrise. Sunrise now, today time is 5:30 in the morning, a.m. And roughly 4 o'clock every day, 4:30 a.m. every day. And of course, if one is sleeping at that time, which many do for various reasons, so then later when you get up and take a bath and become clean, immediately you should sing this prayer or recite it and meditate on the meaning. So therein one will see it's a glorification of Guru in his sadhaka roop and his siddha roop. As a sadhaka, we know our Guru is a sadhaka, or appearing like a sadhaka, like us. He's practicing all the limbs of devotion, Shravanam, Kirtan, Vishnu, Smaranam, and all the things we're doing, he's doing. But then our Guru also has a siddha sarup, a spiritual form. So this prayer is glorifying Sri Guru in his spiritual form and his his siddha sarup and also his sadhaka rup, his external form that we see before our eyes. Of course, he's siddha, he's Guru, he's perfect on either platform, either plane. But there we sing, well, the prayer, of course, you must be knowing is Samsara Dhavan Alalila Loka Chanaya Karanya Gunaganatvam. That's called the Guru Vashtakam. And the third shloka says, Sri Vigrahara Dhananita Nanda Shringaratan Man Dira Marjanando. So Marjan, this is Manjula Raha Kunjams Samarjitam. Marjan. Marjitam, or Marjan, means to clean. So it says there that the Guru is engaged in Sri Vigraha, Dhananityananda, Shringara, Dhananityananda. He's absorbed in rendering various kinds of seva to the Sri Vigraha, the Murti, the temple deity. Either that can mean on Vaidhi Sadhana, that means the external Murti, the Datu Murti, Murti of marble, or the Daru Murti of wood, or the Ratna Murti of jewels, or the Chitra Murti of a painting. And in the Rag Marga, it means the Manasik Murti, the deity in the mind. As you see in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the South Indian Brahmin, he was worshipping in his mind, his Lord, and offering kheer. He was very poor, so he was offering kheer in his mind. And he cooked it and offered it. And then he was thinking, oh, now it's time to offer this, what we call sweet rice or kheer, to Gopal, but I'm fearing it might be too hot. So with the very tip of his finger, not touching his fingernail, because if the fingernail touches any liquid or for the Lord, any offering to the Lord like bhog, then it will be contaminated. So just with the very tip of his finger, he touched it, and then it was very hot, too hot to offer. It was burning hot. And then he said, oh, it's too hot. And he was deeply meditating at that time in Manasa Seva. In his mind, he was thinking. Externally, he offered his Gopal some mystery. He had a very poor Brahmin, and he had to offer some sweet every day. So mystery means rock candy, a very basic form of candy. It's just solidified sugar water. Rock candy. It's sugar water, basically. So he was offering that, and then, but in his mind, he wanted to do. So he fixed Gopal in his mind. He saw Gopal in Manasa Murti, and he offered that sweet rice, but then he burned. And he was so absorbed that he woke up and he looked at his finger, and it was burned. This is in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami Pad. And they also, this book is called Nectar of Devotion. Nectar of Devotion. That story is there. And so he thought, oh, this is amazing. I was meditating on my Manasik Murti of Gopal, and I was meditating and offering sweet rice, and I burned my physical finger, became burned. As we often see that we're absorbed in the subtle plane, We're absorbed in the subtle plane of dreaming. It's a very common phenomenon for everyone. We sleep and we dream, remembering or not. And in our dreams, we have so many subtle experiences that are intangible, invisible to our external eyes and external senses. We're running in a dream, we're crying in a dream, we're laughing in a dream. But we wake up, our shirt is not wet with tears, and most of the time. But sometimes we wake up, if we're running in a dream and we're very scared or having fights, we may wake up and we're sweating. So sometimes the subtle plane, even for regular people dreaming, it influences the physical plane. Of course, the classical example, without much explanation, is a man has a dream. Sometimes he may dream of a lady and then has some physical response to that dream. So this person, he burned his finger, but he was absorbed in the Manasik Murti. So Guru is glorified there. Sri Vigrahara Dhanan, he's engaged in Sringhara, and he's engaged in Mandir, Sri Vigrahara Dhananita Nanda, Sringaratan Mandira Marjanando. Mandir Marjan, he's cleaning the temple room. He's washing the temple room, and he's cleaning the deity room. So now, that's the temple of the senses, of the external mind and senses, in the sadhaka roop. But there's also the manasik mandir. Manasa, there's that song, Krishna Murari, how's it start? Mano mano mandire raha nishidine. Nishadine. And that very, this one bhajan says, Krishna Murari, si Krishna Murari, Mano Mano. So he's saying, my Mano Mandir, the Mandir in my heart, the Mandir in my mind, in the day and in the night, in that very Raha Mandir, that very secret, private, secluded Mandir, which no one can see and no one can enter into except me and whoever I allow into it. It's my Mandir, it's a controlled access. It's not public mandir. It's a private mandir. Whoever I want to put in my mandir is there, because it's my manasik mandir. So that bhajan is also there, very popular bhajan in Gaudiya Sampradaya, mano mano mandire. So Gurudev is serving externally to show the example of cleaning the mandir, or any devotees for that matter, but then internally. So here, Sripad and his Siddhasarupa Vesh, he's meditating in the form of mandri, and he's thinking of the temple in my mind. Sri Vigrahara Dhananita Nana. So here the Sri Vigraha is Radha and Krishna Yugal, Militam. And the temple is not made of marble and steel and all these things. It's a kunja. It's a kunjavan. It's a keli mandir in the middle of the kunjavans. It's a bower mandir, a flower cottage. And it also has a floor. It doesn't have a marble floor, or granite floor, or tile floor like some temples, but it has a Brajabhumi, a Brajaraj floor, Brajabhumi. So, as you know, it says in Puran and the Smritis that earth becomes purified by sweeping. So when you sweep the earth, it becomes purified. And there's different articles and become purified by different measures. Cloth becomes purified by water. It's purified. It may be soiled or have some oil stain or whatever. But we wash, even we don't have soap, like poor people or sadhus, whatever. They simply wash their cloth in the Ganga or Jamuna or some water, whatever, with just water. No soap, no phosphates, no pollution to the Yamuna. And then they wring it out and hang it in the sun. Now it's purified. It's pure. You can wear that cloth and do puja while that one time and then wash again. But you may see it, there's some oil stain there. There's some spot there. This, that, some black spot from the rickshaw mud came up. It's not spotless, some kind of shiny, go to the office cloth, but it's clean by contact of water. That's basic. So here, cleaning the mandir, so we can, everything in this verse is so wonderful. So the Gurudev, there is an outer and inner meaning to this prayer, the sadhaka roop and then the seva siddhaka rupena. That verse is there, nectar of, bhakti rasamrita sindhu, where where he's talking about Raghunuga Bhakti, he says, Seva Sadaka Rupena Siddharupena Chatrahi. That one should serve in his external form as a practitioner devotee, practicing, and his internal form. He does seva internally. So externally we're sweeping the mandir, practically with a broom. And internally we're meditating on sweeping the kunjas in our siddhasarup. So we can think my guru is dressing the deity with the varieties of beautiful cloth and ornaments, and he's also cleaning Thakurji's temple and engaging his disciples in Thakurji's mandir sevas. So that's what Radharani. Radharani walks into the kunja with Krishna and some sakis and confidential mandiris, and she turns to one mandiri and says, hey, Sripad, sweep the mandir. So sometimes Guru comes to us, oh, what are you doing? I'm not doing it. Oh, go sweep the temple. Sweep the mandir. Or go to Seva Kunj and sweep the sidewalks and gullies and pathways of Seva Kunj. Jaro Seva. As you know, Shamananda, the great devotee Shamananda, was formerly Duki Krishnadas. He was given that seva by Jiva Goswami. He said, Jiva Goswami, what seva can I do? He said, you can go. This is all Seva Kunj area here. We're living in the middle of Seva Kunj here at Radhadamodar. That place is all Seva Kunj. Now there's some small circumscribed area with a wall called Seva Kunj. But in Krishna's Leela, in Krishna's time, that whole area from the bank of the Yamuna all the way, that whole long, large area was Seva Kunj. He said, you can sweep the footpaths of Seva Kunj with his jaro. So he took a jaro he was sweeping and glorifying Radharani. And everyone knows the story that Duki Krishnadas, he found an ankle bell of Radharani on that footpath. This is 500 years ago, remember. It's not 5,000 years ago, and it's conceivable and logical and reasonable that Radharani might drop an ankle bell from a Nupura when running down the footpath to meet Krishna and Abhisar in the banks of the Yamuna, or dancing in Ras, or whatever. But this is 500 years ago. So therefore, this seva of Jaro, Marjanandan, is very powerful, because every particle of dust in Vrindavan is wish-fulfilling. Every particle of dust is wish-fulfilling, and every tree is wish-fulfilling, and every Thakurji is wish-fulfilling. Kalpa Riksha, Kalpa Thakur, Kalpa Kana. Kalpa means wish fulfilling, imagination, wish. Kalpa riksha means tree. Kalpa lata, kalpa riksha. Kalpa bhumi, kalpa takur. But who has their wishes fulfilled? Can a materialist come here and embrace one of Braj's trees and say, oh, I want crores of rupees? And then all of a sudden underneath the tree there'll be so many crores of rupees? No. Kalpa Vriksha trees only fulfill the desires of real devotees. Nana Ratna Nibhada Mula Vitapa Sri Yukta Vrindavane. There's a shloka in the Goswami Astakam. Nana Ratna Nibhada Mula Vitapa Sri Yukta Vrindavane. Radha Krishna. I forget. Radha Krishna Harnisham Prabhajato Jivarta Dohyamuda Vande Rupa Sanatana Ruguya Go Sri Jiva Gopala Go. And there's a prayer glorifying the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatan, Jiva, Raghunath Bhatta, Raghunath Das, Gopal Bhatta. And there it's saying that Nana Ratna Nibhada Mula Vitapa Sri Yukta Vrindavane, that they were sleeping under the trees and they were searching for the Leela Stalis. And they found Nana Ratna Nibhada Mula Vitapa, that at the root of the trees they found many jewels. Nana Ratna Nibhada Mula Vitapa, Sri Yukta Vrindavane. They are wandering in Vrindavan. A very popular bhajan, you must be knowing. Right? Six Goswami's prayers. Nana Ratna Nibhada Mula Vitapa, Sri Yukta Vrindavane. These jewels that they found were called Chintamani. Underneath the roots of the trees, they found Chintamani. Mani means jewel. Nana Ratna means jewel. And Chinta means thought. Thought jewel. Thought. What are you thinking? This jewel will give you your thoughts, will give you the fulfillment of your thoughts. So they were sleeping under Rupa and Sanatan, other Goswamis, especially Rupa and Sanatan. They were resting under the trees of Vrindavan, and they found so many jewels under the trees. And they prayed to the jewels, please, Radha Krishna Maharani Shamprabhajato Jivarta Do Yumada. Please, you reveal the greatest art, Jiva Arta. What is the greatest objective and wealth for all the living entities? Is Radha Krishna, that day and night, you're having leelas here in Vrindavan. Nisha Leela and Dinko Leela. And this tree must be a Leela Bhumi. This must be a Leela Bhumi. Please reveal these leelas and these Leela Stalis to us. So then these Chintamani gems, Nana Ratnani Bada Mula Vitapa Shriyukta Vrindavane, they revealed to the Goswamis, yes, this is the site of Sevakunj. Yes, this is Rasastali. Yes, this is Nidiban. Yes. And this way they uncovered and revealed. It's called Leela Tirtha Lupta, something like that. They revealed the hidden holy places of Vrindavan. So this is the dust of Vrindavan, sweeping the dust. So everyone can understand the basic outer meaning of that prayer. But this verse of Radharasa Sudhanidhi sheds light on the inner meaning of this verse of the Gurvastikam, in which is a glorification of Sri Guru Devi's seva in her siddhadeya, or Manjri Sroop. Rupa Goswami describes two levels of seva in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Sadaka Seva and Siddha Rupa Seva. In his Nitya Siddha Sarup, Sri Guru is a Kinkari Manjari, a surrendered maidservant of Srimati Radharani. And even there, on that plane of the Aprakat Leela, or in his internal meditation, Guru Devi in Manjari Sarup is engaged in sweeping the temple. What is the temple? The Kali Mandir. And is directly dressing and performing the Shringar Seva of the Shri Vigraha Dharanitananda, which means the personal forms of Mahabhavati Shri Radharani herself. And Guru Devi is also engaging the Mandris and her group in Radha's Seva. So this is the first point of the verse, which is the Mandri's heart-to-heart connection with Radharani. And how the Mandris, in their meditative sroop, and their spiritual seva, and their spiritual form, and also even in their sadhaka sroop. So in his nitya sroop, siddha sroop, Sri Guru is in Kinkari Manjari Bhav. He's sweeping the Kali Mandir, and he's directly, personally dressing and performing Shringar Seva of the Sri Vigraha personified Radha and Krishna. So after the Manjari sweeps the Kunja Mandir, Radha, with a signal of her eyes, indicates to that Manjari that now she wants to be dressed. Because the Manjari is one in heart with Swamini Radha, the Manjari speaks out Radha's wish so Krishna can clearly hear it. Because Radharani doesn't say anything because she doesn't want to disturb Krishna's absorption in her or his relish of her beauty or her association. But she wants to be dressed again. So then the Manjari says to Krishna, "Oh, who will dress my Ishvari today?" And then the romantic Nagar Krishna replies, "If you give me permission, Manjari, I will dress Radha today." With a glance, the Manjari consents to Krishna, yes. Then Radhika orders the Manjari to bring so many things, to bring flowers and beta leaves and perfumes and sandalwood paste and all these things. So then she brings flower garlands, sandalwood paste, musk, vermilion, beta leaves and sweet drinks, syrups. So that's the what's going on there. Mala, chandan, Mala Chandan Gandapura Rasa Rasat Rasavat Tambula Sat Panaka Panaka. Panaka means Panaka Adatum. Panakani means syrups and sweet drinks. Adatta means taking. So there's one phrase in this verse that says, Govindam. It's talking about the beauty of Krishna. Govindam Indivaram. Govindam Indivara Shamam. So as I mentioned, all these verses are